The most substantive thing that we addressed was our franchise agreement with Ameren, formerly Illinois Power, was a 50-year agreement signed in 1962, expired this month, and so obviously, you know, we needed to get a new franchise agreement in place for the power and gas grid that runs through our right of way. As many folks probably know, because they're seeing a fair amount of it at their own in their own homes, Ameren is no longer a supplier, but rather a distributor. And so, in the old franchise agreements, which are prevalent throughout the state, you know, Illinois Power used to offer communities, you know, some street lighting, free street lighting, and you know, X amount of gas in exchange for their use of their right of way. Since they're no longer a supplier, they now offer communities a lump sum payment annually for use of the right of way. The length of term determines the amount of compensation that one community can receive. In our case, we found the sweet spot to be, you know, in the 20-year category. So we approved a 20-year franchise agreement with Ameren. The city will receive a lump sum payment of just under $90,000 a year for the use of that right of way, which will more than offset our current costs for street lighting and the little bit of gas that we did get in our old franchise agreement. I spoke with a number of cities about the process, as well as we had our electric consultant who helps us manage our wholesale power that we buy from the city, and all believe that the agreement was favorable as presented. So that was approved last night.
Will this help the city maybe essentially pay its own electric and gas bills, or will there be some residual? Will there be leftover money to maybe do other projects?
We should come out ahead, not significantly ahead by the time we factor in, you know, our cost, because obviously the free gas and the street lighting we were getting, there will be a cost for that now. But will there be do we anticipate there being a little bit of extra revenue? Yes, and so we'll likely put that back into the we have an infrastructure replacement fund. Any excess funds will go towards infrastructure improvements.